How old is old? Well, it may depend on who or what you are talking about, but when it comes to museums, this one has some of the oldest artifacts from early European settlers that you will see in the country. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org. Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Every year, thousands of people will come to Plymouth, Massachusetts to see Plymouth Rock and learn about the Pilgrim's trip to the New World. Many will walk a few blocks up the hill to the Pilgrim Hall Museum.
This is an absolutely remarkable collection of objects of decorative arts, of fine arts, and we try to tell the story of the Pilgrims and Plymouth Colony using these objects.
Stephen O'Neill oversees an amazing collection here. He often speaks about 400-year-old items. Items few other museums could rival, including the Smithsonian.
We have things like Governor Bradford's Bible, his own copy of the Bible, which was passed down through the generations. We have the portrait of Edward Winslow, the only portrait of a Mayflower passenger done during their lives.
Many artifacts show the great importance of religion in the fledgling colony.
We have a copy of the Eliot Bible, the Bible translated by John Eliot into the native language. And our copy was owned by a Christian native who took down little notes in the native language that you can still see.
And still other pieces represent the everyday lives of those early residents of Massachusetts.
We have an absolutely fantastic collection of decorative arts. The largest walnut gate leg table from colonial America. We have the Peregrine White cradle, a wicker cradle that represents 400 hours of work, probably was brought over on the Mayflower in 1620.
The collection is truly one of the oldest in the entire nation, with many items dating to the early 1600s. Those artifacts help tell the real story behind the famous group of religious liberty seekers who struggled to gain a foothold in the colonies. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.